Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 292 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, we combine the best of both worlds, the local expertise of over 75 agents in the Ankeny Metro, with the innovative power of LPT Realty, one of the fastest growing nationwide brokerages. Our agents have the flexibility to tailor their services to meet your needs, and they are equipped with advanced marketing strategies to help you achieve your goals. Looking to buy or sell? Our local agents know the Ankeny market inside and out, and they're here to guide you through every step of the process. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, we have the resources to help you succeed. Legacy Realty of Iowa, local expertise, national strength, your real estate advantage. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of girls wrestling tonight. In a little while, I'll be visiting with two of the standouts on the Ankeny girls team. But right now, we're going to lead off with the head coach of the team. He's in his third year with the program, and he has guided the squad to a 17-3 dual record and a number two ranking in Class 2A. He is Dustin Rowland. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing good. Thanks for having us.
Hey, you bet. Well, your team closed out the dual meet season on Monday by defeating three opponents to win the Pleasantville duels. You had a close one against Albia that came down to a criteria decision, but your team eventually came out on top due to fewer forfeits. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you mostly used a junior varsity lineup that night. You know, did you get what you wanted to out of that meet?
You know, honestly, we were a little disappointed on the lack of matches we were able to get that night. You know, there's a team there that held like four girls out of their lineup, didn't want to wrestle us. So it was a little frustrating when we took like 26 girls or something like that, and a number of girls walked out of there without getting a match. And then we had a milestone for Haley and Elise, which honestly, I mean, I didn't feel great about wrestling those girls on Monday night, four girls out from 4 days out from districts, but I also wanted them to reach that milestone before we had to worry about it in the postseason and get that out of the way. So thank God they were able to accomplish their 100 wins and get out of there without getting hurt. And, you know, we won three duels. We weren't going there to win duels. We were going there to just find matches. It's been a little bit difficult finding matches for some of our second and third stringers this year. But we have a plan moving forward on how to alleviate that problem. And, you know, for example, like, we're going to have a JV division at the Bob Sharp next year, and we're going to probably not officially yet, but do away with the centennial duels and host a JV only girls tournament that day, and then potentially back that up to a youth girls wrestling tournament on the same day, roll out a bunch of mats and have a good environment for some of those, you know, the non-varsity girls that really missed out on a number of matches this year for whatever reason. So,
all right. Well, yeah, I was just going to ask you about Haley and Elise reaching the 100 win mark, and we must have been thinking along the same lines, because I figured maybe you wanted them to get that milestone out of the way before Friday. But what a great accomplishment for those two girls. That just talks about, you know, the great success that they've had over the last few years.
Sure. I mean, you know, 100 wins back in the day used to be really special, and now some people are just wrestling a ton of matches, but in getting 150 wins or even 200 wins. But, you know, anytime you reach a double zero milestone like that, it's a huge deal. Both of these girls, I mean, I think Haley was, you know, her freshman year, she was wrestling all boys. And, you know, and had like 7 or 8 wins as a freshman against boys. So, you know, to come and then the next 2 years be able to get 93 or 90 plus wins to reach that accomplishment, I mean, she would be right up there with those huge amounts of wins as well. But that's just the way girls wrestling went. And obviously, in being a senior, she'll be done. And then with Elise, you know, same thing, senior, but only had 3 years of wrestling, didn't even wrestle as a freshman. And so the fact that those girls are, you know, getting 100 wins basically in 3 seasons is pretty remarkable. So really proud of them for that. Obviously shows consistency, and you got a lot of win, you know, like Elise has to win a lot of matches when she's very raw, you know, two years ago. So she definitely, you know, great milestone for them.
Well, your team currently has 10 ranked individuals according to the last rankings, both Haley McGrew at 155 and Hayden Bratlin at 140. And both of those gals are going to be here tonight, are ranked number one. Elise is ranked fourth at 125. Nora Bacchus is second at 110. You have a couple of other wrestlers ranked in the top six. Trudy Hagg at 120 and Jamie Craw at 145 are both ranked sixth. You know, so overall, do you feel good about where this team is at heading into these last two meets?
Yeah, I mean, the work is done. You know, it's just time to cash out, I guess, on Friday night. You know, there's this time of the year, everybody gets a little, their feathers ruffled on where I'm going or who's in this region. And, you know, there's no perfect answer, but at the end of the day, you got to toe the line. The whistle's going to blow and it's time to battle. So it does you no good to sit around and complain about, man, we got to go to Cedar Rapids or there's a bunch of ranked girls. Like, it's postseason. If you're not excited about competing with some of the best in the state, then you're probably in the wrong sport, you know? So we feel like we're ready. We're healthy for the most part. Obviously, Bach is still trying to get that knee feeling better, but for the most part, 13 out of 14 girls are 100% healthy, and we're excited. We got Zoe Sullivan down at 100, and it's time to go to work. So no time for excuses. It's just it is what it is. Friday's here, and it's time to go.
Well, let's look back at your season a little bit before we look ahead. Your team's only dual losses this season came to number 1 Raccoon River Northwest, number 3 Cedar Falls, and number 6 Southeast Polk, and only the Southeast Polk meet on January 2nd. You know, didn't come down to the final matches. You know, those are three of the teams that you'll likely see a lot of at the state meet. Do you feel like those meets were beneficial to you, you know, even though you didn't get the win?
Yeah, I mean, anytime we get a chance to compete with top quality girls, I mean, there's a reason we do that, right? We could not invite Cedar Falls. We could, well, I guess we can't not wrestle Southeast Polk and Raccoon River, but, you know, obviously, as you know, you've chronicled, you've recorded all of the 3 years of competing with Raccoon River, and it's just been great for the sport. You know, people want a dog on the co-ops, you know, us and them, but I mean, look at the great competition and great events that we've had that nobody in the state is able to have without us doing that, you know, and throwing Cedar Falls, who's a co-op as well. And I mean, that event was just, I mean, people are still talking about it, and you split those schools up or you don't have those schools, and there's not a, you know, a school in the, you know, multiple teams in the state that can host an event like that. So if, in order for girls wrestling to grow, we have to have those events. And, you know, we like to think that we wrestle a tough enough schedule that when it comes time to wrestle at Extreme Arena next week, we've been battle tested and we're ready to go. I mean, we've wrestled the best.
Well, yeah, you guys have probably seen more of a Raccoon River than anybody. You competed against them at the Nevada tournament in November, and then at the Dan Gable Donnybrook in December, and then you had the dual meet against them on January 7th before placing second behind them at the CIML invite on January 21st. You know, do you feel like they're the favorite to win state, or do you feel like, you know, there are multiple contenders that could come away with the crown?
I think right now it's up for grabs. I mean, obviously in a small tournament like CIML, they beat us. When you get to a bigger tournament, you know, there's a number of girls there whose teams aren't in the race that can knock some of those girls off, whether it be an Ankeny girl, whether it be a Cedar Falls girl, a Southeast Polk girl, a Raccoon River girl. It's just a matter of who can weather the storm in each of those matches against tough girls who may be on teams that aren't in the race. And so, you know, obviously Raccoon River's number one ranked team going in. Cedar Falls and us are right neck and neck. There's actually a new ranking that just came out yesterday after they already have released a final ranking, supposedly last week, that has us, we dropped down to number 3. They moved up in front of us. So again, that just tells you how close it is. And if, you know, they think they can win, we think we can win, and Raccoon River thinks they can win. So, and, you know, obviously Southeast Polk is in the mix right there too. So, again, I think in a big tournament like that, it's a lot different than, you know, you go to the CIML or you go to this tournament or that tournament. Like local tournaments, there's a number of hammers out there lurking that are on teams that aren't necessarily in the team race that are going to knock some of those girls out that are in the team race that are going to impact the team race, if that makes sense.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, obviously, you guys need to qualify as many girls for state as you can to put yourselves in the best position to win a trophy. You know, and that's what Friday's regional tournament is going to be, you know, all about. And that's what's going to determine it. You guys are headed to the regional site at Cedar Rapids Jefferson, where Iowa State Liberty, Linmar, and Cedar Rapids Prairie will be among the teams in the field. You know, what did you think of your draw? And I know Linmar was a team that placed second behind you at the Bob Shard invite 2 weeks ago. So do you see them maybe as the primary competition for the team title?
Linmar for competition for team title. I mean, anybody that's competing can win a title, right? You know, that's the great thing about sports. If anybody couldn't win, we wouldn't even have them. We'd just put it on paper and be done with it. But, you know, Linmar is a team that for 3 years had some really good girls, and they've done a really good job. I had a lot of respect for that program. They've just kind of silently been in the mix of the top 10 teams for 3 years, and obviously they're dangerous. They get a couple girls, you know, that have beat us in the finals of that tournament, like at 110 and 120, and those are matches obviously we'll have to see on Saturday. But you got a Cedar Rapids Prairie that's lurking there too with a bunch of hammers, and there's some, you know, I mean, everybody in that region or in our region has somebody that's a factor, you know. So I'm not necessarily looking at, you know, I mean, without a state duels or without, you know, there's nothing that lies on winning this tournament. Mm-hmm, so right. Going in, I mean, any coach that, I mean, obviously it's great, you get a banner, regional champs, all that's wonderful, but at the end of the day, like, we need to come out of there with as many qualifiers as we can get. Win the tournament, great, that'd be wonderful, but, you know, our goal is to just get as many point scores as we can and then see what happens next week.
Well, last year your team qualified 8 girls for state. Then you had 3 place winners and you finished 7th overall as a team, which was a big improvement on the first year when you finished 40th. And I assume that you feel like this team has the potential to qualify, you know, even more girls this year, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we've had in those second to last rankings, we got 10 girls ranked. But again, like there are weights at regionals where there's 4 ranked girls. So anything can happen. But, you know, obviously we don't want to go down in numbers. I mean, I know that, you know, in the past it's been top 4 and now it's down to top 2. But we went from 25 teams to 8 teams. You know, some of that isn't necessarily black and white with the number of girls in the tougher brackets or whatever it may be. But, you know, I'd like to think we can qualify 8 to 10 girls coming out of Friday. But we might come out with 6. You know, we'll just see how the day goes. Regardless, we're going to go there. We're going to give it our all. And we're going to be happy for those that qualify, and we'll work on those that don't, and moving forward, like, it is what it is, and we'll take whoever we take to the state tournament and try to make some magic. So
of course, the state meet will then be held on February 6th and 7th at Extreme Arena in Coralville. And you guys have already competed once this year at that venue. You placed 3rd in the Dan Gable Donnybrook back in December. You know, do you feel like that was helpful for your girls, you know, who had not competed there before, to get that opportunity?
Well, I mean, that's why we go there, you know, like to so that people can, you know, when they walk into that arena or whatnot, say, hey, I've been here. I've been in front of this crowd. I've been on these mats, the same mats, the same people running. It's a familiarity there, you know. So hopefully that helps with some of the anxiety, and, you know, we can just go there and do our thing. So.
Well, your team's goal is to come home with a trophy, and I'm sure you feel like you have several girls who could, you know, reach the podium as well. Before I let you go and talk to the two girls, I just wanted to ask you about some of those individuals. Both Haley and Hayden have obviously had great seasons. You know, are you pretty confident that they'll be able to come home with the gold?
Well, I mean, I'm confident that they're ready to come home with the gold. We'll see how it plays out. You know, they put in, both of those girls put in a ton of work year round, and, you know, it didn't just happen by accident. They end up at the top of the rankings. I mean, Hayden has been on a tear and wrestled so many ranked girls and kind of dominated them this year, whether it be 35 pounders, 40 pounders, or 45 pounders. She's beaten everybody that's come in front of her. And, you know, she has a 1 loss to Chloe Sanders of Vinton Shelsburg, who's ranked number 6 in the country at one point in time this year. And then we got that match back a week later and, you know, came out on top. So I feel very confident in Hayden just being able to wrestle with anybody really at this point in time in the country. And then, you know, Haley McGrew, who has just been, you know, consistent for 3 years and is a 2-time place winner. And obviously is a state runner-up last year, didn't get her goal last year, and the goal is to win it this year. And, you know, I think the key for both of them is just, we use this expression, dance with the person you took to the dance. You know, do what you've been doing, do what's made you successful. You know, we can't get there and wrestle outside of our, you know, our mindset, or start doing things that we think, you know, in a panic, or we got to do this or we got to do that. Just stay solid, stay with what you know, and wrestle in the positions you're good. And if both of those girls do that, there's no reason they don't come home with some gold hardware. So, but again, you know, we're not making predictions or anything like that, but they're definitely both prepared at this point in time and ready to go and excited. And obviously they got to get through Friday. Both of them have very stacked brackets on Friday, as we already talked about previous to this, but I feel very confident that they're going to be okay coming out of Friday, and then obviously regroup and get our fresh legs back underneath of us for Friday and Thursday and Friday of next week. And if everything goes as planned, they will come home 2 very happy young ladies, and we'll be pretty happy coaching staff. So,
well, I mentioned the other girls who are ranked pretty high, and you touched on Nora's injury that she's been battling with, but other than that, you said that you guys are pretty healthy.
Yeah, I think we're in a good place. I mean, this week is just all about, you know, just coming in, getting a sweat in. Our practices are down about 55 minutes to an hour and 5 minutes. Just kind of reviewing our basic fundamentals that we go out and try to do as a team. And obviously there's no live wrestling or anything like that, but everyone feels good. I think, you know, we've been, you know, throughout a season, in a sport like wrestling, it can be a mental grind, right? So sometimes we're just not in the right place mentally, and it can be like a roller coaster, right? Just throughout the season. But I feel right now we're all excited. We're all happy and ready to compete, and things are good, and we don't have any, this whole year has been pretty much drama free, which has been amazing. Last couple of years, we've had some issues here and there, and this year's just been, it's as fun of a year as I've had coaching in 13 years of being a head coach, or 12 years, whatever it's been. And just excited to get going. You know, the season went by in the blink of an eye, and here we are, and we're 2 days out from competing, and we're super excited. And I feel like I said, I mean, our girls are ready. We're ready to go. We're healthy, and they know what the task is, and they know we're the team that people want to try to beat, and that's got to be something we are aware of, and just taking care of our own. You know, our own planning, basically, and believing in the process and believing what we're prepared to do. So,
well, Coach, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. I appreciate the time, and good luck on Friday.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa. Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. All right, well, now we're going to talk to two of the standouts on the Ankeny squad. To my left is a senior who was unbeaten this season, ranked number one at 155 pounds in Class 2A. On Monday, she recorded her 100th career victory. She is Haley McGrew. Haley, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And to my right is a sophomore who is ranked number one at 140. She has lost only once this season. She is Hayden Bratlin. Hayden, thanks for joining me. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, glad to hear it. Well, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth with the two of you. Haley, let's start with you. I mentioned earlier that both you and Elise Engebretson earned your 100th career wins on Monday night. Was that a pretty cool moment for both of you? And were you glad to get that milestone out of the way before Friday's meet?
Yeah, I'm for sure happy that I got that 100th win out of the way, especially before Friday, so I can focus in on regionals and state.
Well, and Hayden, I know you didn't wrestle on Monday, as your last competition was the CIML invite on January 21st, where you won your second straight title. So have you been getting a lot of rest since that meet, or have you still been training pretty hard during practice to stay sharp?
I definitely did get some rest over the weekend, but me and Haley are still training and practice pretty hard. So, yeah, we've been getting that grind on before state and regionals and everything.
Well, Haley, I know you missed a little bit of time earlier in the season due to an injury, but you've been back in the lineup now for several weeks. So I assume you're healthy. Are you feeling good going into these last two meets?
Yeah, I feel better than ever.
Well, good. And Hayden, how are you feeling going into the stretch? You know, have you been able to avoid the bumps and bruises this season?
Yeah, I have. I feel like I've been pretty healthy this season, and I'm ready to go.
Well, Haley, you've been really dominant this season. You recorded three straight falls to win the title at the CIML invite 8 days ago. You spent a total of just 2 minutes and 18 seconds on the mat. I didn't have time to research all of your matches this season, but have you had very many, if any, that have gone the full 6 minutes?
I think I've had one this year, and that was at Ogden. So it was against Haley Glade.
Okay. From Earlham, right?
Yep. She's number one in 1A.
Oh, okay. And Hayden, I know you've had a lot of falls as well. Your only loss came in the semifinals of the Donnybrook, where you dropped a 9-4 decision to Chloe Sanders of Vinton-Shelsburg, who Coach mentioned earlier has been ranked as high as sixth nationally this year. You told me for the prep of the week earlier this month that one of the things that you have to deal with is getting in your own head, especially when the match is close. So do you find wrestling to maybe be, you know, more of a mental challenge than a physical one at times?
I would definitely say yeah. Like, it takes a big toll on your mental health, especially. And when you're just in the heat of the match like that, it's really hard to stay focused and think that you're going to win when you're wrestling a really tough competitor, especially like Chloe.
We also mentioned that fatigue was a factor in the third period of that match because she's such a physical wrestler and has insane stamina. Now, I know that both you and Haley can work on your conditioning during practice, but when you guys are so effective at pinning your opponents and you rarely have to wrestle for a full 6 minutes, it's probably kind of hard to replicate that situation in practice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Well, and Haley, do you feel like, you know, you're in shape to wrestle a full 6 minutes if you have to? Because, you know, you so seldom have to do that. I think it would be hard to be prepared for that.
I mean, sometimes it is, but with my club practices, I feel like it helps a lot. Wrestling the 6 minutes with Haley, it honestly wasn't, like, last year it affected me way more than it did this year. So I do feel more in shape with my cardio.
Well, looking ahead to the regional tournament now on Friday, Haley, I see that you have the number 4 and 5 girls at your weight in the field. That's number 4, Peyton Van Dyke of Iowa City Liberty, and then Elsie Lewis of Muscatine. So it obviously won't be a cakewalk for you. Have you ever wrestled either of those girls?
I have not.
So do you know anything about them?
No.
All right. Well, and Hayden, you also have a couple of ranked girls at your weight. At number 6, Evelyn Eggleston of Iowa City Liberty. And number 7, Addison Applehands of Anamosa. Boy, that's a lot of A's. Now, have you ever wrestled either of them?
No, I haven't wrestled them yet.
Do you know anything about them?
No, not really.
All right. Well, obviously, the goal for both of you is to get back to state and win an individual state title this year. Haley placed 7th as a sophomore when she competed for DMPS before transferring to Ankeny, where she was a state runner-up at 155 last year. Of course, last year, Haley, you had that stunning fall over number 1 Skyler Slade of Southeast Polk in the semifinals before you lost in the title match. I'm guessing you won't be happy with anything less than a championship, will you?
Yeah, that's kind of the plan, is just to go out with a number 1 spot this year. So,
when Hayden, you placed 3rd a year ago as a freshman. You lost in the semifinals to Shaylee Sutherland of Spencer, but then rebounded with a pair of wins to place 3rd. You know, I'll ask you the same question that I asked Haley. You won't be satisfied with anything less than first place, will you?
No, I've definitely worked my butt off during the summer, and I know that my main goal is to get first, so I won't settle for anything less than that.
Well, Hayden, you did avenge that loss to Sutherland with a 12-8 decision over her to win the title at the Ogden Invitational a couple of weeks ago. Now, Sutherland is currently ranked 2nd, and you have pretty much dominated the number 3 and 4 girls at your weight from DMPS and Raccoon River. So do you feel like Sutherland is going to be the biggest hurdle between you and a state title, you know, assuming that you get to state?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. She's been my toughest competition this year other than Chloe, who's 1A, so I'll just need to prepare for that.
Well, and Haley, I know you pinned the number 2 girl at your weight, Amelia Jumessi of Waverly Shell Rock, back in November, although that was a good match, as I recall, before you got the fall. Did you feel like she'll be the biggest hurdle for you?
Yeah, for sure.
What makes her pretty tough?
Her length. She's super tall. I feel like that's kind of like the hardest thing, and then she's just a solid wrestler.
Well, let's talk briefly about the team race. Ankeny placed 40th at state in its inaugural season 2 years ago and then improved to a 7th place finish last year. Haley, are you confident that this team can bring home a trophy?
For sure. I think we should at least place like top 3 at least, if not higher.
Well, and Hayden, we talked earlier with Coach about the close losses that you guys have had to Raccoon River this season. You know, do you feel like they're going to be the team to beat?
Honestly, yeah. I'm pretty sure they're ranked number 1 in the state right now. But if me and Haley can pull out some victories and then some of our girls can make some good comebacks, then I believe that we can place top 3.
Well, Hayden, I know you told me recently that you do want to wrestle in college, but you obviously still have a lot of time to sort those things out. Your teammate Elise recently announced that she'll be wrestling at Sioux Falls next year. Haley, I assume that you'd like to wrestle in college. Where are you at in the recruiting process?
I'm still undecided. I still have some financial stuff to figure out and just looking more into colleges.
Sure. I'm sure you'll figure it out. So,
yeah.
Well, hey, girls, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. Appreciate it, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty of Iowa, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had Ankeny Girls Wrestling Coach Dustin Rowland, along with senior Haley McGrew and sophomore Hayden Bratland. Appreciate the time from all of those folks. Be fun to see how they do on Friday over there at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And looking ahead to next week, I'm not sure which day we'll do the podcast or even if we'll do one. If you follow our Ankeny Fanatic Facebook page, you may have seen the obituary that I posted for my mother, Bonnie, earlier today. She passed away back in about a month ago, but we are going to have the funeral next Friday here in town, and we're going to have family coming into town. So not really sure if I'll have time to squeeze in a podcast next week, but we'll try. If not, come back the following week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.